DW.
I was, of course, surprised when I heard a 22-year-old engineer, nice person, gentle, friendly, tell me about there being 120 Zionists who run the whole world. Intellectually, she knows that it's not true because she's an engineer. She's a down-to-earth person. She isn't filled. There was no hatred in her. Something like that does, of course, surprise me. Or it does surprise me when someone truly believed in the idea that the Israeli army steals body parts from Palestinians in order to for transplant purposes. So something like that does surprise me when it comes from someone who's educated. But again, we know that people have a need to believe that there is an enemy and that that enemy is very nasty and very powerful.
You just mentioned Israel. How much of this is sort of mixed up or bunched together, where sort of Israeli policy is maybe mixed with Jews who maybe have got nothing to do with Israel?
The terminology is mixed up. When Arabs, but even many Muslims, develop anti-Jewish ideas and anti-Jewish sentiments, which I show are virtually always, I show that in the book, connected to the conflict between Israel and Palestine, it is wrong to describe these as anti-Semitism, because their problem is not the Jewish people. Their problem are the Jewish people in the land which they consider to be their land, or which Muslims consider to be Muslim land. There are Islamists who indeed are anti-Jewish as part of their dogma, as part of their teaching, but that is a minority of Muslims. Most Muslims have no problem with Jews living in Manhattan. Indeed, they probably want them all to go to Manhattan, leave Israel, and leave the land which they consider to be their land, and go away. It is a mistake to define that as anti-Semitism, because by defining something in a wrong way, you don't solve it. By painting every anti-Israeli statement as anti-Semitic, people will no longer be sensitive to true anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. And that in the long run will be very bad.
So if I understood you correctly, also then the bottom line would be, from what you've discovered during your 3 years of research, that the real anti-Semites among the Muslims are a tiny fraction, are actually the Islamists, and that the others, they might have grievances that pertain to Israeli policy, but it's wrong to dub that anti-Semitism.
It is wrong to dub it as anti-Semitism. It is, despite the fact that they will speak of Jews very often, mm-hmm. and that they will use anti-Semitic language and idiomatics. But things do get mixed up. A couple of interviewees said to me, look, why is it that there is always a police car in front of the synagogue looking after their safety, whereas there's never a police car outside our mosque, despite the fact that they've often already been sprayed with graffiti too? So there is what sociologists refer to as Opferkonkurrenz. There's a jealousy between minorities. Who's
the greater victim, basically?
Who's the greater victim, exactly. And that is also understandable. And if I feel that whenever my Jewish neighbor says that he needs something, he immediately gets it, mm-hmm. and I don't, then I hate them. It's just then I hate that neighbor. The best weapon against prejudice are facts and information.
This report was brought to you by DW.